Good afternoon. We welcome you to this edition of Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM. A year ago at this very moment, I don't think many of us knew what hit us. The derecho came through Marshalltown 1 year ago today. Our recovery has been extraordinary. But boy, on this day a year ago, we really didn't know what happened. We're going to talk with a couple of the folks that have been involved with the derecho recovery, beginning with City Administrator Jessica Kinser, who talks about the first inkling she had of what had really happened.
You know, the first reaction, we were still in the basement, and Chief Tupper had sent me a text message that said, it looks like an entire tornado hit the community. And that had such a an emotional impact, because I knew what the tornado was and how bad that was. And I just really couldn't imagine that that had even happened, and how many people were hurt, how many properties were damaged, and what that was going to even be. And so it took quite a bit of time to really understand that. And then, I mean, it was sort of that first day into evening, just even trying to get down to the new police and fire station for emergency operations center. And then when we closed that for the evening, just trying to get home and wondering what I was going to find at my own house. Like, there's just a lot of those feelings that come back, of that worry and that anxiety that everybody in the community was feeling.
So looking back on it, which was a bigger shock, the tornado or the derecho?
I would say it was the tornado. There is something that happened as a result of the tornado, and that we learned things that I didn't really think maybe I stored or processed in a way that would be helpful at any point in the future. But who knew, just 2 years later, we would need that skill set again. And so I think I felt more prepared. And in talking with staff members, I think we all felt more prepared in our response to the derecho, even though it was such a wider impact. I think it was what we knew that really kept us going in a positive direction with the derecho.
So when it comes to the city of Marshalltown, was the derecho more costly than the tornado because it was more widespread, or was it just a different kind of cost?
So I think when all the numbers finally shake out, we will see that the derecho was more costly, and where that number is just astronomical compared to the tornado is in terms of the debris removal and the cleanup. We're going to be very close to $10 million with the derecho on just that FEMA reimbursed cost, whereas with the tornado, we were at, I think, $1.4 million total for a debris cleanup. And that included both vegetative debris as well as building debris. So I will say that we did have some more volunteer help during the tornado that we didn't have during the derecho, so that might also be why the cost is a little bit higher as well. But I mean, the derecho hit everybody, and it definitely created some issues that we hadn't seen during the tornado.
Yeah, I gotta ask you, after the derecho or in the immediate aftermath, or you're still learning about some of the things, did the thought ever cross your mind that, is this community jinxed?
I don't know that ever really like was a thought that I spent a lot of time thinking about, but I think that it's just, when you think about the derecho, it certainly wasn't just Marshalltown, but it just seems like we've had 2 years of really bad luck, and you throw a pandemic in there, and that just makes things a little bit worse. But I think what we've learned to do as a community is to respond to disasters, and I hope what we've learned, I can certainly say from the city side, what we've learned is how to prepare for disasters as well. And I think that's what will continue to get us through any of these bad events that happen in the future.
And I'm just kind of curious, you know, like me, you're not a native of Marshalltown, Marshall County. Did you ever get to a point where you go, you know, what am I still doing here? You know, this is not exactly what I signed up for, to be a city administrator. Yeah, I know I got to take the good with the bad or anything, but holy cow, I wasn't prepared for any of this.
Yeah, I think it's so easy to get bogged down with the negative, and that was definitely happening to me after the tornado, because it was the first time that I had actually been in a tornado as well. We were down in the basement in City Hall. Our buildings were damaged, and there was just so much to manage from both the community standpoint as well as our organizational standpoint that it was definitely overwhelming. And so you certainly have those thoughts. But then what really has kept me driven and committed to Marshalltown is the vision that we have for how we rebuild. And we've seen setbacks. You know, the derecho was definitely a setback. But that vision is still there, and to see some of the things that are happening downtown and throughout the community, we really do have some great things going forward here, and that I really want to be part of.
Well, final question. Let's go back 4 years ago, roughly four years ago or so, and somebody come up to you and say, listen, over the next couple of years, you know, within 25 months, you're going to have an EF3 tornado, you're going to have a derecho, and that's going to all be sandwiched around a pandemic. Would you have laughed at them if they had told you that?
I certainly would have. You know, it's one of those things. There was a book that I read that talked about, you know, how denial in disasters or emergency situations is a thing. And I can remember sitting in the basement in 2018 thinking, yeah, we're down here. And yeah, there's things happening around Marshalltown, coming into Marshalltown, but it's not really going to happen because nobody thinks that that's really going to happen. And once you live through it, you realize it can happen, and you're much more alert for where you should be prepared in the future. And I think that's the skill set that I've developed. I think my staff has developed, and hopefully residents of Marshalltown have developed too, is just that we know how to be prepared and how to survive through a disaster.
That's our city administrator, Jessica Kinzer. On the county side, Emergency Management Coordinator Kim Elder talks about how she began to get through all of the post-derecho as well.
You know, first was the why us. We'd already suffered enough damage and mess with the tornado, and of course COVID was just kind of starting to ramp up, and yeah, it was kind of the why us thing. Seemed like we had a target on our back, but then I realized, you know, I knew that we'd be okay because we really drew together as a community, showed our best and pulled ahead, even though it was rough after the tornado. So you kind of go through those emotions, and those kind of hit fairly quickly. And then you go right into your response and, you know, looking around, it was a lot larger, obviously. It was border to border, you know, north to south, east to west. It covered our whole county versus the tornado being one community, one part of one community. So I knew the work ahead of us was much larger, although it was different. Then, of course, I compare it to the tornado, but it's just such an easy comparison because they were so close together. And then the challenges of COVID, trying to set up a shelter for those that needed one from the heat, whatever it might be, because they, you know, didn't have the hard food to get in, but was another huge challenge. We had you know, those are those immediate things that you have to get done, and the sheltering didn't happen immediately. We had options for people to get in, you know, at businesses, the mall, you know, those places that we tell people to go in when we have, you know, a heat emergency type thing. But we couldn't set up a direct shelter because of COVID, because Red Cross had changed their rules due to, you know, the infection rate. And we had to think outside the box. We had to play by the specific rules to keep our community safe. And so that, the whole thought process of how we stepped through each step changed. And so, you know, that made us think outside the box. That's what we're supposed to do as emergency management and communities, you know, work through our plans, but they're never the same. You can have two events. You could have two tornadoes, they'd not be the same. So that was another challenge. And then getting into the damage assessment, again, which was immediate. We need those numbers back to the state as soon as possible so that we can see if we qualify for the funding through the state and through the federal levels. And that was another challenge because it was so large. Myself, I'm used to doing a lot of damage assessment by myself, calling the community, asking what they have, because we have not had this border-to-border, top-to-bottom, side-to-side type of whole county event before. We could go directly to those communities and have people within those communities help with damage assessment or gather their information that they have already done for damage assessment, whereas this one was so large, it was going to take more than me, more than my CERT team, more than the firefighters or others in the communities that I usually send out to see what damages they had, and I knew it was going to take longer, but we didn't have that time because of the time crunch to get that information back to the state for that funding part of it. So I looked outside the box and started working with a new quote-unquote partner. Our township trustees, which play roles in all of what we do, but we had never assigned them a job to go out and do damage assessments within their township. And it actually worked really well. They know their township. They know what it looked like prior and what it looked like after. They know where to check, what to do, and they had a specific area then that they could cover. So that worked really well. It was a different thing. Again, like, you know, I've talked to you in the past about lessons learned. You learn each time that you have a situation or a disaster, how to adjust as needed, and that was a huge adjustment. I can't say enough about the township trustees or their designee that stepped up and helped in that area. And some of them, just like all of us, are small towns. They had other jobs that kept them working and not able to help there, but we were able to take some of those areas, mark them off our list, and say, okay, someone else is taking this. Now we'll work with, you know, the others that can help us. We had some county workers that were stepping into those roles, and then, of course, myself and, again, my CERT team. So those immediate things, those all happen immediately. And then when you step back and look at all the damage after you've gone through and looked at that damage, then you just think, wow, you know, this, it's a lot of damage. There's a lot going on here. But again, like Iowans do, most people that could were out there cleaning up immediately, you know, clearing their area, clearing their neighbor's area. But yeah, the why us thing, I think, was probably the biggest difference in my thinking. Because usually I just kick into gear and, you know, I feel bad for the disaster, but I have to do my job and I move on. But that... Yeah, I kind of felt sorry for all of us involved because it just kept hitting 1, 2, 3.
Did you start thinking, you know, are we jinxed around here? Because some other areas of the state got more damage from the derecho, but those areas really didn't have the EF3 tornado 2 years before either.
Yeah. There was a few. I'm not going to come over and work in Marshall County jokes from other EMAs, and of course we're not meaning it was truly a joke. It wasn't funny, but yeah, it was kind of like everyone looked over at us and said, you know, Marshall County's got a target on their back. And yeah, I couldn't argue with that. Although, like I said, it's I think really, and I don't only think, I know it's made our communities stronger. We have learned how to work together. I see the other counties, you know, that had more damage. We were lucky in that sense from the derecho. We did have a lot of damage, but we weren't as bad as some of those east of us. You know, we had a few embedded tornadoes within that derecho. So, you know, we did have some damages, but they were mostly in farm fields, which was a godsend because we could not have... you know, we could have dealt with it, but it just, there was so much more. We just didn't really need to deal with tornadoes either. So, yeah, there's just a lot going on. Still is. There's a long road ahead of us in recovery.
And, yes, we certainly are on the road to recovery. My thanks to both Jessica Kinzer and Kim Elder. And thank you for being with us today on Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM.